Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.
Sorry, Polly, radio producer, not on the list of the sexiest jobs.
Oh, darn it.
All right, you want to take a guess? These are the sexiest jobs. Now, this is based on Tinder. Should we really base anything on Tinder? I don't know.
I don't think so.
I don't know if we should do that. I mean, other than, Tinder. I don't know. I'm not on Tinder. I feel like I maybe judge Tinder too much, but if Tinder's working for you, have at it. People who have the world's sexiest jobs according to Tinder. So that means the people who get swiped.
The more favorable one, whatever that is.
Yeah. Right swipe. You right swipe. That means
if you like the person.
Exactly. I'm never going to learn that part. Okay. So what do you want to guess? Do you want to guess about what the sexiest jobs are?
Is this for both male and females?
Correct.
How about police officer?
Not on the list.
Really?
Interesting, right? Mm-hmm. We've got doctor. No, that's not really surprising, is it? Doctors
no.
on the list?
No.
We've got founders of companies, founders of, you know, entrepreneurs.
Right.
That's on the list.
Business owners.
I think people must think that they have a lot of money, but every entrepreneur I know has poured every dime and blood, sweat, and tear they have into their business.
And they work like 23 hours a day.
Exactly. Yeah. And then a pilot. Obviously.
A pilot?
Yes.
You'd never be home. Maybe that's a benefit.
I wonder if it's because, like, you know, you picture pilots and doctors as kind of these, like, magical creatures who can do things most of us cannot. You know, I have a girlfriend who is a pilot. She's listening right now. Her name's Sarah, and she's super sexy. She's super sexy. And it's fun to talk about her job with her, right? Because I'm enamored by, like, how does it go and stuff like that. And it's funny because she loves country radio. So we're living vicariously through each other. She's like being the radio DJ and I want to be the pilot.
You guys should swap jobs for just one day.
Do you want people to die, Polly? And for the ladies, PR, doing public relations. Don't you feel like everybody does public relations and social media?
It seems so, yeah.
A social media expert? What do you mean you're an expert? All you do is upload a picture to Facebook.
That's just because you're on Twitter doesn't make you a social media expert, people.
I'm just kidding. I'm sure you're all experts. I get it. Interior designer is on the list. Maybe they need a makeover in their dorm room or something. That's who's on Tinder, right? And then, again, with the ladies, founders and entrepreneurs, and that you kind of, they explain it as always being on your feet, you're a problem solver, and it's attractive to people that because you don't need to be looked after.
All right.
Mm-hmm. That's it, Polly. No radio producers?
No.
And no, what was the other one that you guessed?
Police officer.
No police officer.
I'm shocked at that one.
No firefighters? Nope. You got to fly a plane. Or give somebody a new kidney, or start a company. You got to be an entrepreneur of some sort. That's why there's no dating happening at the tannery. They're all taken, all the entrepreneurs and stuff, right? They're all taken at the tannery.
What if I start a company who flies kidneys to people who need them around the world?
Whoa.
I would be super sexy, wouldn't I?
Whoa. Mind blown.
Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.